From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, August 28th. When Glenn County's only hospital closes in October, at least 150 healthcare workers will have to find new jobs. NSPR's Eric Adams says many don't know where they're going to go next.
This is our nurse's station. Typically just our unit clerk and our...
Brittany Mundy takes one of her final walks through Glenn Medical Center's medical surgery unit. Mundy is the hospital's director of nurses. Her team and other workers at the hospital will soon lose their jobs. That's after federal regulators last week told the facility it was pulling its emergency room's critical access hospital title. That status had provided Glenn Medical vital Medicare funding that supported its operation.
Some people are more positive than others. Some have already figured out a plan. A few people have talked about going back to school or taking a different opportunity.
Employees now face challenges like having to drive far for new jobs. The nearest hospitals are more than 30 miles away. Other facilities are just too far without people having to move. Liz Bethard is a director at Glenn Medical Center. She's organizing a job fair and hopes staff can be absorbed at places nearby.
So we are looking at getting them situated in whatever community partner will accept them. So that can be PneumaCare, that can be INLO, that can be partnership, that can be county offices. So we are calling all of them together, as well as getting people from Chico State and Butte College to assist us to see maybe some of them might want a career path change instead.
The official date of closure is October 21st, but officials say people are already resigning. If staffing thins out too much, Glenn Medical could close much earlier. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, protesters will gather across the nation this Labor Day weekend to push back against the Trump administration. In Chico, groups with Local Defenders of Democracy Coalition have planned rallies for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Kate McCracken is an organizer with the local chapter of ReSisters. She says the events in Chico are aligned with others up and down the West Coast, from Mexico to the Canadian border.
There'll be people all up and down I-5 on the bridges and overpasses with signs and banners with messages like defend our democracy, fight fascism, those kinds of messages.
Interstate 5 doesn't pass through Chico, so activists will hang their banners from overpasses above Eaton and Cohasset Road, 20th Street, and the Skyway. McCracken says event organizers have been working with the Highway Patrol to ensure public safety. She says this event is limited to members of participating organizations, but hopes people will honk as they pass to show their support. And California has seen a surge of copper wire thefts in recent years, and the state is making efforts to crack down on them. Attorney General Rob Bonta hosted a roundtable last week with law enforcement and other local agencies discussing ways to combat the crime. About a third of copper wire thefts nationwide between June and December last year were in California, about 1,800. Though cases have been reported across the state, Shasta County has seen an especially large number. According to Shasta Scout, that includes at least two incidents last year that happened a month apart. Officials say stealing copper wire can cause disruptions to 911 emergency systems and healthcare operations, spark power outages, and contaminate water supplies. Also, a new Republican-led resolution in California's legislature seeks to split the state into two, carving out California's inland counties. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
The Assembly's Republican leader James Gallagher of Yuba City says he introduced the resolution in response to Governor Gavin Newsom's redistricting proposal, Proposition 50.
If we're going to be talking about maps, here's another map that maybe we should be talking about.
Gallagher's plan, which he's calling the two-state solution, would divide California by essentially splitting coastal and inland counties. The more inland state would include around 10 million people. He says the proposed congressional map in Prop 50 would disenfranchise California's rural communities.
Now, when you strip us of all representation and you deprive us of our voice, then we have no other option but to move forward in a civil way and pursue our own dreams.
The resolution is a long shot in a state where Democrats hold a two-thirds supermajority in the state legislature. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
Additionally, the League of Women Voters of California will not take a position on a contentious ballot measure to redraw the state's congressional districts. The League said Wednesday it opposed mid-cycle redistricting along with other good government groups early in the process, before the ballot language for Prop 50 was written. They said this stance was consistent with the League's long-standing state and national positions. The California League says now that the ballot language is finalized, the people affected by the proposed district maps should be the ones to decide whether they are fair. It also says the League will work to ensure California voters are informed and turn out for the November 4th special election. And finally, the California State Veterinarian has ordered a statewide recall of raw goat milk cheddar cheese made by a Glenn County company. The order applies to Bella Capra goat cheese made by Sierra Nevada Cheese Company and sold in 6-ounce blocks wrapped in clear plastic. The cheese's sell-by date is May 29, 2026. The Department of Food and Agriculture says Listeria was detected in samples earlier this month. No illnesses have been reported. And those were your headlines for Thursday, August 28th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.